But speaking of that Odyssey app, you can still hear Ryan Horvath on it. He's not on the Bart Winkler morning show, at least not an official. You still hear him on there frequently. But no longer an official part of the Bart Winkler morning show, because now he is the host of the BetMGM show on the Odyssey app. That's big time stuff, Ryan Horvath. That's big time stuff you moved on to, my friend.
Ron, I mean, I'm so glad that I could just like tell you and I don't have to keep it a secret anymore.
Yeah, that was kind of like, you know what? Let's just do this on the air. Kind of bogus, dude. A little bit bogus. I know you were supposed to keep it a secret and all. I understand. I know. I asked all around. I was like, what's going on with Horvath? Where's he going? Nobody would say anything. It was very hush hush. And then so I knew there was a gig coming. I knew you had a gig coming. I didn't know that you up and moved to D.C. with like no farewell drink, no hug, no fist bump, no nothing. Just you texted me. I texted you. I said, congrats on the news. I knew something big was coming. Congratulations. And then you hit me with, I'm in D.C. already. I moved 2 weeks ago. I was like, what? Huh? You're just gone? You just left me like that?
Yeah, dude. It was like if you ever saw the movie Old School, you know, when Will Ferrell, like when they're kidnapping the people in the beginning, and he's like, he goes back to the guy's wife, he's like, if you tell anybody about this, I will effing kill you. That's what the boss told
me. Mitch Rosen pulled you into a van and said, if you tell anybody about this, I'll bleep and kill you. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he gave me the old Mitch top secret, pal. Top secret. Don't tell anybody. I'm proud of you, but don't tell anybody. And so I couldn't tell anybody, so it sucked not being able to tell you. You know, obviously, I told Bart I wasn't going to be on the show full time anymore. But the hardest part was I still did BetQL Daily for 2 weeks, and I did it. I'm staying in somebody's basement until my wife gets here in August. So, like, I'm doing the show. It's on the video, and Joe Ostrowski, who still, you know, hosts that show, he's like, "Hold on, where are you?" And I'm like, I couldn't even tell him.
He didn't even know.
No, he didn't even know. I literally couldn't. The only people that knew were my parents, my wife, my grandparents. Like, I didn't even want to tell my buddies. I mean, especially, like, most of my friends are still in the Chicago area. And so, like, you know, I don't know. If that news gets out there, you know, I mean, it's still, I still can't believe it, kind of, that I have my own show, that I'm the host of my own show.
Oh, believe it, man. You deserve it. You freaking deserve it, dude.
Dude, I signed into my HR and it no longer says producer. It says Ryan Horvath, host.
Pretty dope.
And I'm like, yeah, man. I mean, you know how that is. I mean, you started as a producer at the station.
For sure.
When you find, you know, and then you got the gig with the big show, and it's like, man, I don't have to chop up the audio anymore. I don't have to answer the phone calls. Not that I don't love talking with all the great callers and listeners, but man, it's kind of surreal.
It is, awesome. Man. It is, and it feels like you did something. You give yourself a pat on the back and an attaboy because you did something, Horvath. At least I hope you did that. I hope you step back and appreciate what you've done, dude. Because you earned this. You deserve this.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you know, something I always wanted. It's just kind of crazy because it's like the exact show I always wanted. Like since day one when the Red Zone Channel debuted, you know, I had it, and I was like, what is this? I'm never going to watch this because I just want to watch the Packers, and, like, how am I going to concentrate on everything that's going on? And then, like, obviously we've all fallen in love with it, and the show is literally the Red Zone Channel, but with every game. Like, we're going to have 16 to 18 screens. I got a good look at what the studio is going to look like today.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're doing practice runs, so I've been in the studio all week, but, like, I literally am going to get paid to watch games and just tell you, hey, the Bucks are now, you know, +3. Let's hammer them right now while they're 3-point dogs. They're going to be favorites in the next quarter probably. And, yeah, it's great, man. Like, the tough part is, obviously, I'm in D.C. I know absolutely nobody. My kid calls me, like, now all of a sudden, like, he was so sick of me because of the virtual learning and whatnot. Now he, like, calls me every day, and he's like, I miss you, Dada. And he's, like, talking like a baby.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah.
That's
but,
a,
you know, I've been keeping busy, and it's awesome, man.
You'll find your legs out there, Horvath, and you're going to kill it on that. Just before we get into this Bucks series and your picks for the weekend, tell the folks how they can hear this dream of yours that you're now living.
Yeah, so it debuts on Monday night. So it's 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, so it'll be 6 to 10 back home. And, you know, I still consider Milwaukee my home and, you know, Joliet, Illinois, of course. So everybody that's going to be listening to me back home, it'll be 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You know, the Odyssey app, we're going to have the podcast if you do miss it, because I'll be breaking down, like, that night's game. But I'll also take a look at, like, you know, what's coming up this weekend, because we got the Euro Cup going on right now. On the Friday show, I'll take a look at, hell, even NASCAR, like, bet this guy, you know, at these odds. So
catch it. It debuts on Monday night, 6 p.m. on the Odyssey app. Big place you can find me, you know, BetQL Daily.
Hey, Horvat, our connection is really bad, man. Can you hang up and call us right back? It was kind of bad, and then it got really bad while you were plugging your show there. And I want to make sure everybody hears it, and we get a chance to talk about the Bucks game. Just hang up and call us right back. You know the number, right?
Gotcha.
All right, one sec. There's Ryan Horvat. Again, and if you didn't hear what he said there, he's now the host of the BetMGM show. It debuts Monday, and it's going to be weeknights 6 to 10. And it's the perfect show for Ryan Horvat, man. I couldn't be happier for the dude. He's going to be sitting there breaking down the games with the gambling angle for sure, but I'm sure it's still all the wit and fun and passion that a Ryan Horvat brings to a sports talk radio show. So you can catch him starting Monday, 6 to 10, on the Odyssey app on the BetMGM show and make some money with our guy, Ryan Horvat. He's back. He's good. There he is. Ryan, you better now?
I think so.
Oh,
I know. I
crystal
guess,
clear.
Okay, good.
Crystal clear.
Sorry, I'm actually in the studio doing some test runs, which is a thing like you do. Like, I consider this as like kind of TV, and I'm so used to radio, so I'm doing like rehearsals right now. Tonight, 6 p.m., Odyssey app, and I'll post the links all over the place, man.
Horvat, how you feeling about this Bucks team? You said Milwaukee's still home. I know you were watching that game last night and probably throwing stuff at your TV at times and fist pumping at times. How you feeling about this team after they even things up and we're headed to game 7?
Man, I think it's literally anybody's series, and it's crazy to say that because if you know games 1 and game 2, it looked like nobody was going to beat this Nets team, and we obviously don't root for injuries, but you know, with no Kyrie and James Harden being what, like 50%, I think the Bucks have a legitimate shot, but what they're going to need is what they got from Chris Middleton last night. Now, he doesn't have to drop a playoff career high or go off for 40 or anything like that, but if he could get you 25, 27 points, if Drew plays the way that he did, then, of course, Giannis plays the way that he did, I legitimately think that they have a shot to win that game, and so does Las Vegas. Like, it's a pick'em right now, which is crazy. It's a pick'em, and it's going back to Brooklyn. I don't know how much the home court will matter, home court advantage for Brooklyn, but I think they have a legit shot, man. I just can't wait to. I'm not even going to bet on this game, to be quite honest. I do, unfortunately, have a Nets championship ticket. I bought it when they picked up Harden, and I mean, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. But Milwaukee's home, right?
I'm rooting for the Bucks, man. So I'm just going to sit back and, you know, root my ass off for Milwaukee and play Drew Holiday over 7.5 assists, which I've already done.
How much has James Harden moved the line in this? Because when Kyrie went down and Harden was already out, didn't the line move in the Bucks' favor that Vegas and the odds makers thought the Bucks were going to win this series?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and like Harden, like he's worth like 3 or 4 points, like as far as the spread, and that's why you know last night or 2 nights ago when they announced that he was going to play, yeah, things started really moving around. So he's worth a couple points, obviously. If Kyrie was out there, I think the Nets would probably be 3.5, 4-point favorites tomorrow. But with just a hobbled Harden and Kevin Durant, it opened actually as a pick'em. Now the Nets are slight 1-point favorites. But, man, like that just shows you literally anybody could win this game. The craziest thing to me has been how low-scoring these games have been, how you know both teams are playing great defensively but also not very good offensively. The total, like in the first couple games, was like, you know, 233, 223, 224. Tomorrow's is only 215. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, man, and I think it's going to be awesome.
How much of that do you think is just playoff basketball, and how much do you think of that is that these two teams have ratcheted up the defense in this series?
Yeah, I think that that's the case. Like, both teams have ratcheted up the defense. I mean, that's why, you know, picking up P.J. Tucker was such a huge addition. There's no such thing as a Kevin Durant stopper, but just being able to, like, get in KD's head and battle with him. You know, Middleton did a better job defensively last night as well. I think a lot of it does have to do with playoff basketball because it becomes more of a half-court game and everybody actually defends. But I think just both teams are in really good defense right now. And that's what I was saying about the Nets, man, when everybody's like, you know, there's only one ball. They're not going to figure it out. They don't play any defense. The thing is, like, all those guys, even James Harden, like, he'll play some low post D as he did on Giannis the other night. But Kevin Durant like covers like half of the court. He covers like the entire perimeter with that wingspan, man. So I just think the Nets are a very underrated defensive team. And when the Bucks want to play defense and don't want to give open jumpers to teams like Miami, they're one of the best defensive teams in the league, even though it didn't show this year.
I was talking before I brought you on. We're talking with Ryan Horvat, the host of BetGM, you guys. He is a big-time baller now, and you can catch it starting Monday at 6 on your Odyssey app. Live updates, live coverage of everything going on in the world of sports. I was talking before I brought you on about how different the officiating has been, especially in these last three games. How much does that drive you nuts as a gambler, Horvat? Because they were letting him play for four games, and then it's gone back and forth of calling it tight, letting him play, calling it tight, letting him play for the last three. That makes it a lot harder on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, man. It really does. And especially, like, if you have player props and you're playing unders, if you're playing James Harden under 16 points and he's doing the thing that James Harden does where he's kicking his feet out and leaning in to get fouled at the three-point line. The funny thing is he got that call last night, and then the next possession tried to do it again, and the officials were like, dude, we're not giving you that all game long. But that's my problem. Like, even with the Giannis free throw thing, with the 10-second violation, the 11 seconds, it's like you got to be consistent with these calls. Like, game one, they should have set the tone at how they're going to officiate it. You saw, like, KD, especially in game five, was getting every single whistle. Then last night, you know, you see people on Twitter, like Nets fans, crying about how KD's not getting any whistle. So I just wish that they were more I just wish that they, you know, kind of set the tone early on, because they've been all over the place with this, with the whistle, you know.
Do they win tomorrow?
Whew, man, you know what? Don't you think that they're going to win tomorrow? I think that they're going to go into Brooklyn and they're going to win, especially because I have over $1,000 on the Nets to win the championship. I could just see that happening now that I have to pay rent at like three different places. I have to pay that money over. But no, I honestly think that right now, man, they look – I think they have a good shot. I think, honestly, it's 50-50. It's so hard to call. That's why Vegas can't even come up with a spread for this game. It literally is a pick'em.
I'm glad Vegas has it as a pick'em, because it makes me feel better about myself. Because I can't bring myself to wholeheartedly say yes they win, but I also can't bring myself to say no they don't. I don't know which way to go. We're gonna talk about it with the listeners right after I hang up with you, Horvat. But right now I'm teetering, man. I don't know. I got the Bucks lust. It burns hot. I just don't know which way to go with the pick in this game yet.
Yeah, got that Bucks lust.
It burns hot, doesn't it, Horvat? Burns real hot, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, there
it is.
About a week. Yeah.
Does that make you homesick? Make you a little homesick?
I got Bucks lust here rolling down my eye. Now, if you play key for us, I wouldn't even be able to go back there. Don't play that.
So you're picking them to win tomorrow, though, huh?
Yeah, I do think, man, I unless Kevin Durant's going to go off for 50 points, or unless James Harden's going to show up and drop 30, I think they've got a good shot. They're the healthier team, man. Everybody's fully healthy. And then I think that here's a hot take for you. Whoever wins game seven between these two teams tomorrow will win the NBA championship.
I feel the same way. I said that before the series started, Horvat, and I feel the same way.
I mean, they're both, like, honestly, and the Bucks are the healthiest team in the playoffs right now. I mean, I expect Chris Paul to get out of the COVID protocol, and the Suns are going to be tough. But the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell is not right. Mike Conley is right. He hasn't played this entire series. Joel Embiid's playing with a meniscus injury. And how soft are the 76ers, by the way? And Ben Simmons, I never want to hear Ben Simmons' name mentioned in the top 30, 40, 50 players in the league ever again. He's so limited offensively. I don't care what he does defensively. Philadelphia could be beat. And then, I mean, this run for Atlanta is nice, but the Bucks would beat the Hawks in six.
Yeah, I have no fear of the 76ers or the Hawks. If the Bucks win this series, they're at least going to the NBA Finals and probably winning it. I'm right there with you, Horvat. Anything else for this weekend for the folks to make money?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to get three game sevens, man. So I'm actually, tonight, I bet on the Philadelphia 76ers. I took them -3, but I also would recommend just taking the money line, because I do think that the 76ers are going to win in Atlanta. And then tonight, I think Utah wins and forces game seven. Paul George was awesome in that win in game six, or in game five, but I don't know if he's going to be able to do that again. And with no Kawhi, I think that's going to catch up to him. So I'm going to pick both favorites tonight. I'm going to take the Jazz, and I'm going to take the Philadelphia 76ers to win. Those are my favorite picks.
Is it legal there, Horvat, or do you have to, like, drive to Maryland, like when you have to drive to Illinois over here? Do you have to go across state lines or something?
No. So, like, yeah, I mean, it's legal in Virginia and, like, Delaware, but actually, it's also, like, I could go to Nass Park and place a bet, which is awesome, and I could go to MGM and place a bet. So it is pretty legal here, like within like a certain radius. And so now, even in DC, I'm able, for like the first time in my life, to gamble legally on my phone, which is awesome, man. It's crazy.
That if they made it that easy here, I might have a problem, Horvath. There might be a problem.
Exactly, because you don't even have to take the sides and totals. Like last night, man, I played. I was like, okay, Harden stinks right now, but they put his points at 14.5. I'm like, oh, I'm taking the over. And, I mean, he had, like, 15 going into the half. And, I mean, I won it. But, like, that's the beautiful thing about, you know, especially just to plug BetMGM, man, is, like, honestly, they have all these player props. Like, I could pick what the finals matchup is going to be today. Like, I could pick 76ers, Suns for plus 250. It's just crazy. There's so much at your fingertips.
I'm going to let it slide that you left town without any face-to-face goodbye, much less a drink. But if I find out you're back in town and we don't grab a drink, Horvath, that's it, dude. We're done. I'm cutting you out, all right?
No, we will, dude, and I'm coming back. I'll be back. I'm going to pick a Packers game, and actually, like, the good thing about this job is I get, like, paid vacation and what, like, stuff that, like, real humans get.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I'm gonna come home and go to a Packer game, and I'll take everybody.
Catch him on BetMGM starting Monday night, 6 o'clock on your Odyssey app. It's the perfect show for him, and I'm so proud of him, so happy for him. That is Ryan Horvath, dude. Great catching up with you, and once again, congratulations on a big step up in your career, man. Well deserved.
Thank you, sir. Next week when we talk, I'll have a better connection because I won't have to be in the studio this early. So thank you for having me. See you then.
We'll talk then. Thanks, Horvath. And he joins me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of bankability. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.